This is a busy season for so many folks. Of course, we're wrapping up the Come See Me Festival. The South Carolina Strawberry Festival is sort of underway. It will get underway big time in the next week or so. You've got spring break happening. And during all this, our schools are holding their proms. And as you know, by listening to this show, our prom pledge is a big experience that we bring to all the high schools, some charter schools in our viewing area, listening area. That's York, Lancaster, and Chester counties. We're halfway through our journey. There's one today on Friday, April the 11th. And Ashley, where are you headed to after this?
So we will be with the Riverwalk students later this morning. As soon as we get off the air, Tyler and I are going to head out. So we're excited.
And they're new to our
experience. They are. This is the first time they've been a part of Prom Pledge.
Well, we cannot do what we do, and we go into the schools without the help from the business community. These are business leaders that believe in the message of Prom Pledge, and they are investing in these young people. And we get the opportunity to catch up with a lot of these business owners. And we're excited to welcome in Lauren Mobley to the show.
Good morning.
Good morning, Lauren. She's the owner of Wild Birds Unlimited, two locations, Rock Hill and Indianland.
That's right.
We say that ad multiple
times. They bring people and nature together.
Oh my gosh, look at you. That's fantastic. Yes, that's what we're trying to do, is bring a little joy into everybody's backyard.
Right. Oh my goodness, you trained us very well, Lauren. Well, if people are still a little confused about what goes on there at Wild Birds Unlimited, when we walk through the doors, what will we experience?
Hopefully joy. We sell everything that you need for your backyard to bring in the birds in your backyard. We're all about the wild birds outside. So we do feeders and houses and, of course, all the food to fill your feeders. The food that we carry has been selected by me specifically for the birds in our area. So that's one of the main things to think about, is we've got all of the expertise to help you figure out what birds you've got and what you would like to feed them and what you would like to see. And we've got solutions for squirrels and raccoons and that kind of thing. And so we just want to bring joy to everybody and give you a little bit of peace in your backyard.
Now, Lauren, have you always been a bird lover? Like, where did the love of birds come from?
Actually, growing up, my parents had bird feeders in the yard, and it was more of a passive thing at that point in time. I used to be in the corporate world. My last job in Philadelphia, when it got to be too stressful, I would walk around downtown Philadelphia, and it was mostly house sparrows that I saw, but they were entertaining. And of course, I had a feeder in my backyard, and so it just kind of developed into my peaceful thing was going and watching the birds. They've got a pair of red-tailed hawks in downtown Philadelphia that nest on the Franklin building. And so you can go downtown and find the Franklin Hawkaholics. It's the group with the big cameras with the massive lenses taking photos of the hawks. And I just found it really entertaining. And so that was kind of where I really got into it. And we found out that Wild Birds Unlimited was a franchise. Mm. And I got a feeder and a pole system from Santa one year. And we started looking at getting some other accessories for that pole to hang other feeders. And it just became when Lauren is done with corporate world, she's going to open a Wild Birds Unlimited. And less than a year later, I did.
And the rest is history.
Wow. Well, yeah. We're lucky to have you. Again, you've got two locations, Rock Hill and Indianland. Let's give our audience a locator on where each store is located.
Sure. So Rock Hill is on the north side of, Rock Hill is on the north side of Rock Hill. It's on Celanese, right next to the Harris Teeter, a little ways down, literally right next up to the Eggs Up Grill. And then Indianland is on 521, across the street from the Sun City neighborhood, in the same shopping center as Home Goods and Petco and Ross and those stores. We're two doors down from Starbucks. If we tell people we're two doors down from Starbucks, they know where we are.
And they got it. We have a bird feeder outside of on our front porch, so outside the front window. And there are times that my wife is staring, and I'm like, "What are you looking at?" She said, "I love looking at my birds and the bird feeder, and the birds fight over all the food and
absolutely
make a mess all over my front porch, and I have to blow it off." And I just say, "Well, it's the benefit of living where we live that you get to enjoy Mother Nature that close."
Yes.
And it's really cool. It's really nice to have a bird feeder and then a wind chime in the backyard. We're big wind chime folks. I know some people love them, some people hate them, but if you have a nice breeze, it's so relaxing. So if you can look at the birds eat and hear the wind chimes,
And we've got wind chimes in the store. Perfect. We've got the Corinthian bells, which are the deep, made in the USA. So we do carry those because we really are. Everything we can think of to help you enjoy your backyard. It does sound like we might need to upgrade your seed selection, though.
Is that wise?
Well, if we've got no-mess blends, you won't have to blow off your porch anymore.
Oh, okay.
So a no-mess blend has no shells on it, so it is literally all eaten. Now, the birds may knock some of it onto the ground, but we've got ground feeders who will come in and eat it, and then there's nothing left.
Yeah, I'm coming to see you, Lauren. I got to. I love my house, and I love my wife, but I'm tired of blowing that off.
Come see us, and we'll get you set up with a no-mess blend. Absolutely.
And I might get those wind chimes. Those the wind chimes you described are so relaxing.
And they're gorgeous, and they make great gifts. We have a lot of people who come in to get them for weddings or Mother's Day. And Mother's Day's coming up. Yeah.
My wife is in class at this point, so she's not listening. Got it. Thanks. You're having me with two of
there
my problems,
go.
Lauren.
We'll get you taken care of. That's what we do.
Lauren Mobley is with Wild Birds Unlimited. As you know, they've got two locations, Rock Hill and Indian Land. Tagline, we bring people and nature together. They're also about young people right here in our community. They're a big part of our Prom Pledge experience. And Lauren, what's the connection there? Why get involved with Prom Pledge?
Well, actually, my boyfriend's daughter is 17. And so she's getting ready to go to prom. And I want it to be a safe and wonderful experience for her. And for all the kids. We do have a lot of kids who come in to the store with parents. Now, usually it's the younger ones who come into the store with their parents. But I've also got a couple of employees. I've got a new employee who is 16 right now. And I've got another employee who she's just turned 25, but she's been with me since high school. And I've had other high schoolers work with me before. And it's wonderful to see them grow up, to see them blossom and bloom and just get out in the world and absolutely kill it. But I want their proms to be something they enjoy and something that they'll remember.
When we go into the schools and we bring this message, of course, they sign a big board with all of our sponsors and their logos written all around it. And we always tell these young people, these businesses, they might not know you, you might not visit them, but they are invested enough in you and they believe in you because you're the leaders in our community. And that's great. If I was a high school student and I saw all of these businesses that are part of this, I would say, wow, someone other than my mom and dad and my grandparents and my aunt and uncle, they are rooting for me to be successful and to have, you know, a very long, healthy life. Mm-hmm. And like, I don't want to ruin that.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So I think the visual of seeing all of your logos all together, to me, speaks volumes.
Says a lot.
Yeah.
So, and they're all excited to sign that big board. Your logo was also on at the end of the event. So we're excited.
Yeah. Well, and being local here in the community and being a business owner, I do want the community to know that we are here, we are local, and we do want to support the local businesses, local schools, local groups, come see me and the Strawberry Festival and all of these things that are local. This is our home too.
Well, that means a lot. It really does. And I love to see, we live in a community where we have a lot of outpouring of support, but when businesses really invest back in, you know, you're just not here just to make a dollar, right? You really are investing into the well-being of everyone. Well, again, go check out Lauren and her crew at Wild Birds Unlimited, two locations, Rock Hill and Indian Land. They literally do bring people and nature together. And just tell them that Lauren sent you.
Absolutely. Awesome. Come see us.
Lauren, thank you so much.
Thank you.